Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here's Mary Dixon.
A 19-year-old Florida man's been formally charged with 17 counts of premeditated murder. Police say the former student used smoke grenades and an AR-15 rifle to kill at least 17 students and adults at Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. At least 15 more are hospitalized. That's Cubs first baseman Anthony Rizzo's old school. Rizzo tweeted, "This is out of control and our country is in desperate need for change. I hope in this darkest of times back home this brings everyone together and we can find love." President Trump is tweeting this morning about the suspect being mentally disturbed. Cook County prosecutors have charged a Chicago man in the murder of police commander Paul Bauer. 44-year-old Shamari Leggett is charged with first-degree murder as well as weapons and drug offenses. Leggett is a four-time felon with decades-long criminal record. South Africa's President Jacob Zuma stepped down amid allegations of corruption. The opposition party in South Africa's parliament has walked out in protest over plans for the ruling ANC party to replace him. Ethiopian Prime Minister Hailemariam Desalegn has resigned after months of anti-government protests. At the Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, the attacking Vikings, Norwegian skiers Axel Lund Svindal and Kjetil Jansrud, have won gold and silver in the men's downhill. Michaela Schifrin of the U.S. has won gold in the giant slalom. In the pairs figure skating, Aliona Savchenko and Bruno Massot of Germany have taken the gold medal. And Kendall Coyne of Palos Heights has scored the lone goal for the U.S. as it lost to Canada in women's hockey 2-1. 7:01 on XRT. The Bulls go into the All-Star break 20-37 after losing to the Raptors at home 122-98. Tonight, the Blackhawks host Anaheim. A dense fog advisory till 10 this morning. Chance of rain later on and a high in the low 40s. Cloudy in mid-20s tonight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and colder with highs in the upper 20s. It's 40 degrees at the lakefront, 39 at Midway, and 40 degrees at O'Hare.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.